Let's continue now in the third room, characterized by the original exposed brick walls, on which you can also notice the putlock holes, which were rectangular holes made in the walls of structures to receive the end of poles or beams, called putlocks, to support a scaffolding, necessary for the construction of the tower itself. In this space, you can find three drapes dedicated to the chronicle of the clock, or rather of the two mechanisms that the tower housed. As has been already mentioned, the first tower clock was inaugurated in 1451 and was used until the second half of the 18th century. The clock was astronomical-astrological, very similar to the one that can still be admired today on the bell tower of the Cathedral of Brescia. The dial had a sphere in the center, or rather a small representation of the cosmos, at the center of which the Earth was placed, and around which three overlapping disks rotated at different speeds, indicating the phases of the Moon, the solar motion, and the zodiac signs. Above the clock face, a term used to indicate the dial, there was a carousel with automatons that was activated at the stroke of every hour. According to the custom of the time, the dial was divided into 24 hours, indicated with the Roman numbering. A single left-handed clock end went to mark the hours. You may find it curious to know that in the 15th century the so-called Italic system was used to count the hours of the day, which consisted of reproducing the ideal apparent motion of the sun on the dial, represented by the single hand of the clock. The 24th hour was structured to coincide every day with the sunset. Therefore, the progress of the mechanism was corrected daily by the watchmaker in charge, who was officially called the clockkeeper or public conductor. The clock was then connected to a mechanism that made the aforementioned automatons move, and to a bell whose tolling began at the exact time of each hour and then repeated itself after a minute, a technique that was called double bolognese, doppio bolognese. The 18th century was a century of great changes. In 1711, the clock face was replaced with a dial divided into 12 hours with the addition of the minutes, and two clock hands were inserted with a right-handed pattern, as we see today. In 1774, the mechanism was replaced, thanks to the work of the master watchmaker Rinaldo Gandolfi, and which is still used today. The carousel with the automatons was reactivated after having been blocked for some time, and the sculptor Carlo Bianconi decorated the outside of the dial with two figures in relief. The allegories of Bologna the Learned, Bologna la Dotta, represented as Minerva, and of Bologna the Fat, Bologna la Grassa, represented in turn as Pomona. In 1796, with the settlement of the French government, the Italic system for counting the hours was eliminated and the so-called civil system was adopted, the one we all still use today. One last curiosity before continuing the tour. In 1888, the carousel was definitively dismantled due to malfunction. Traces of the automatons were lost for a few decades, and it was Alfonso Rubiani in 1908 who found them in the attics of the Archiginnasio library. Despite the proposal for the restoration of the entire carousel presented by Rubiani, the municipality of Bologna decided from that moment to keep the wooden sculpture in one of the city's museums. Now continue the tour by climbing up the stairs. As you proceed, you will notice how the architectural structures increasingly reveal their original appearance. Take a look around the whole room and look up at the vault to admire the splendor of the architecture.